What's happening, everybody? This is Blaine from Grindhouse Messiah and Misspent Matinee, and I am back this week with a very special episode here on the Farsighted Network. I have ditched my usual co-host in lieu of better company. No Justin, no Chris, but today we have a very special guest who is a staple of the Atlanta film community, an award-winning special effects artist, and also the festival director of the Buried Alive Film Festival, located right here in Atlanta, Georgia. It is Blake Myers, everyone. Hey, Blake, how's it going this evening?
Woo! We're having a good old time, Blaine. Thanks for having me on. We don't need those suckers here.
No, man. It was time to drop the dead weight, and we took advantage of it. So, but that's fantastic, man. Well, thank you so much for joining me today just to kind of discuss my favorite film festival. And just please let the listeners know just a little bit about you and the festival in general.
All right. What's up, Blaine? My name is Blake. I love horror movies. I love long walks, and I love scary movie theaters. It's the best thing ever. We've been doing Buried Alive here in Atlanta for about 8-9 years. And me and Lucas and Mark and my wife Alyssa and we just like trying to find the scariest, weirdest, most bizarre movies that are brand new that people are putting out. So that's what we always put out a good call for every year. And for many years, we would have to search for them. And we're getting to the point where a lot of them are starting just to show up in our emails now. It's a great thing.
No, that's so awesome, man. What is it that got you like into horror movies and made you want to start a festival of your own?
Well, when I was really young, I got so scared of Nightmare on Elm Street Part 1 and 2. It was like first grade, spend the night party. I wasn't going to like shit with the door closed. I wasn't going to like do anything. I was so scared. But, you know, you got to grow up. And so by the time I'm like 16, I realized Blood Hook is a hilarious movie. And that I can actually withstand watching The Exorcist and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then, you know, it was unplugged. I was like, what is the most disturbing, weirdest, craziest thing I can find? And it's always been a search I've been on. It's more fun that way. And so I went to school at Georgia State University, got a degree in film theory and criticism. That's where I also started programming films at Cinefest Film Theater, which was a great movie theater in Atlanta. And we just love showing bizarre films. And we started doing Midnight Series. We showed Cannibal Ferox. We showed Zombie. We showed a blaxploitation porno in 3D. That was good stuff. So, you know.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. Can't remember what it was called. But besides that, I interned at the Atlanta Film Festival. And then I learned more about the nuts and bolts of a film festival and got the opportunity to project at and assist also at Slam Dance Film Festival, where you learn more about independent film festivals and what goes into putting on a good and respectable film festival. And so I wanted to really bring that back to Atlanta because I know we got a lot of horror fans here in Atlanta, and I wanted to make sure we had a great film festival that had a good jury that gives out awards to films that are good and establish a yearly celebration of everything that is new and bizarre in the horror films.
No, and absolutely. I like that you mentioned that. Yeah, Atlanta's always had like this really big horror community overall, but there's not a whole lot that's offered every year. So you guys have always kind of filled that gap, especially kind of going into that Halloween hangover of November, which has always been great. And I mean, this is going to be my sixth year attending the festival, but how long has the festival been going and how has it kind of evolved over the years?
Well, the first couple of years, our festival founder, Lucas Godfrey, was working with the Atlanta Horror Film Festival, and then we decided to break away from that and do something different, and we've been doing the Buried Alive Film Festival for like probably 8-9 years now, but yeah, we've always been showing every year for many years all the latest and the newest in horror film festivals. It's fun.
No, that's awesome. And I mean, since you've been going that long, I mean, what have been some of your favorite movies, like personal favorites of yours that you've shown over this past decade plus?
One of the first years we were ever buried alive, it was 2008, I think it was. We showed The Hagstone Demon, starring Mark Brashard from American Movie. And It was great. It's this black and white film, and it's very personal, and it's very low budget, but Mark Bouchard is an amazing actor, and he really comes through in many ways. So I like that a lot. A couple years back, we showed this movie called Decapode: A Shock, which blew me away, and it's about a dude who goes to another planet and gets bit by a lobster, and he becomes Lobster Man, and he has to come home to find out his wife has been taken by this other man, and he wants her back, but he's Lobster Man, and there's a cartoon about his life, and he rides a horse. And that's when I realized, man, we are showing some great films here at the Buried Alive Film Festival. Decapode: A Shock. Highly suggested.
No, absolutely. And see, that is such a good kind of description, because over the years, I mean, I've seen so many just bizarre films that kind of came and just disappeared years after. Sure. So it's always great to be able to kind of catch that while it's still circulating, because a lot of this stuff may never actually make it to, you know, either VOD or Blu-ray. You know, you're definitely not going to find a lot of this stuff in, you know, in a fucking Redbox anywhere. But I mean, with that said, I mean, what are some of the movies that are showing this year at Buried Alive that you're really excited about?
I'm really excited about our Friday night feature film, the newest American Guinea Pig, Song of Solomon, by Stephen Brio. I mean, I wasn't sure if I was going to be into this movie. I'm not really much for exorcism films, but they take goriness and exorcism films and blend them all together into a very fun and disturbing hour and a half. So I really appreciated that one. I thought that really captured the spirit of the festival. I know. Let me look around. You've helped out a lot with the festival this year. What are some of the ones you like as well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to be able to finally watch American Guinea Pig: Song of Solomon with a crowd, because I think that's going to be a lot of fun, especially with some of the really, you know, nastier gore gags. You know, Stephen Brio, who's been a friend of the show for a while now, and he spent about 3 hours talking about that movie and his experience. But he had a lot of interesting insight that I hope, you know, kind of gets carried over to everybody. But a movie that I love that's showing this year is Who's Watching Oliver, which is just the most tonally bizarre film, where it's this really violent, really depraved movie that also is just kind of coated in this like almost saccharine sweet love story. You know, it takes place, I believe, is it Thailand? If I'm
remembering. Thailand, yep.
Yeah, in Thailand with a younger guy who's, you know, he's clearly, you know, first time away from home, living there, and he also has to cater to his psychopath mother, who forces him to terrorize and murder women over via Skype. Before killing them. So yeah, no, I mean, and I mean, that's sort of thing. It's like where you're gonna get a lot of one thing I've always loved about the festival is that it's not just these like where you have Song of Solomon, which is a really serious, really, you know, kind of heady movie that tries to play with a lot of, you know, subject matter in a serious way. Then you also have Who's Watching Oliver, and then also of course the documentary this year, which is just this fun movie about the fandom surrounding the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland and Disney World. So I mean, it's a good kind of balance, you know, of tones and energy, to where you're not just watching, you know, just fucked up stuff. You're not watching just your conventional horror or experimental. It's a little bit of everything kind of peppered throughout.
Exactly. You know, on Sundays, I've always tried to put a documentary in. And as you mentioned, there's Foolish Mortals, and there's a documentary about the fans of the Haunted Mansion. So, you know, Sunday mornings or Sunday at 2 o'clock is more of our kind of easygoing show if you had enough with all the terrible torture and stuff. And, you know, like Blaine says, it's not all torture. We also are having some nice special screenings this year, because I'm really excited about that. We've been trying to put together a silent film and a band for years, and this year we finally got Samada, the local Atlanta jazz group, to perform their soundtrack to The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. And that's going to be on Friday night.
Yeah, and I believe there's something else happening on Saturday night, if I remember correctly.
We are co-hosting a screening with the fabulous people of the Blastoff Burlesque Troupe. We'll be showing, they're going to be putting on a show inspired by the screening of the feature film Ed Wood by Mr. Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah, no, that's going to be a lot of fun, because I remember last year with that group, they did Carrie, which was, I have to admit, it was almost disappointing to watch Carrie directly after their performance. I was like, I feel like they already outdid it with the amount of just blood and fun that, you know, and those ladies are absolutely fantastic. I mean, but, you know, we've talked a lot about the feature films that are being presented every year. I know that you spend a lot of time and a lot of energy making sure to put together, you know, these blocks of shorts and giving them fantastic titles. First of all, what are some of your favorite block titles that you came up with this year? And also, I mean, just some of the stuff you're going to find in there.
Well, you know, my titles, I try to keep up with the whole buried alive, thinking that it's in a graveyard and trying to have sort of a, you know, graveyard themed humor to them all. So, you know, it's the Gravekeeper's Faves. So this is like kind of like the Gravekeeper with these weirdest favorite movies. But I think, you know, Cult of the Grave Worm is one of my favorites, because I like the idea of a grave worm. That's a fun metal band. And, you know, they're worms that are in graves. And they're a cult because all these movies on the Friday, November 17th program at 6 o'clock, they all kind of deal with people getting in cults or cults doing weird stuff. So, thought it was great.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, because I always get a kick whenever you finally post the schedule, kind of going through and, you know, and getting the titles. But this year is the second year that you're bringing back the cinema challenge. Do you want to kind of tell everybody a little bit about what that is?
I'd love to, and
when that's happening.
So right now it's happening. They are into what it is we had 13 different groups sign up for this year's Cinema Challenge. And they, once they had pulled a random genre and a random Cards Against Humanity subject card, they had to then make a movie in 13 days. So right now they're about halfway through their making process, and we'll be screening their films as the first screening of the festival on the 15th. It's amazing to see what they come up with in 13 days, because we always thought a 48-hour film festival is never enough time to make a good movie. But 13 days, you know, 13 is pretty evil, and that's enough time to actually make a good film.
Oh, yeah. No, I love that compared to, like, the 48-hour film festival. People actually get to come in and make a movie that actually somebody might want to watch compared to – I mean, and don't get me wrong. I have a lot of appreciation for people who do those 48-hour film festivals, those challenges. That's a ton of work. The problem is the best 48-hour movie is still not a whole lot of fun for the actual, like, spectators to watch. Like, I mean,
the best one of those are so constricted.
Exactly, because even in a best case scenario, you've got 2 or 3 minutes, and it may be better than you expect, but I think given 2 weeks allows people, you know, to be able to actually think things through and assemble a team to really be able to pull it off. So, no, that's awesome. I'm really excited, because I did not get a chance to see that last year, so I'm making a point to make sure to go out there and check that out. We've covered a lot of stuff that's going on with the film festival. I mean, one thing that hasn't been brought up, most important part of this whole thing, is when and where is the festival actually happening?
The festival is happening November the 15th through November the 19th at Seven Stages Theater, most awesome theater in all of Atlanta, if you ask me. And we'll be down there in Little Five Points, and we'll be having our projection provided by Atlanta Pro AV, who puts on the most professional, amazing-looking image, and the sound is going to blow you away. It's going to be a great screening space. And we're also there in the same space is Java Lords, so you're welcome to go get some coffee or get a beer and bring it on the theater and enjoy the screenings.
God, man, I'm so excited. It's less than 2 weeks before it starts. Thank you so much for coming on and joining me and answering all my questions and everything like that. Where can everybody follow you and the festival?
BuriedAliveFilmFest.com is where the website is. We got a Facebook page, so check us out there. And, yeah, that's where you can find us. Thank you.
So make sure that you all come out and support the festival. These folks work hard every year, and you have no idea what you're missing until you attend. Thank you again to my guests. And you can find me at, of course, Instagram at Mondo_McLaren, as well as Twitter at Mondo_McLaren as well. Okay, make sure to like and share all the shows here on the Far Side of Network, especially the shows that I host. Check out all of our Halloween Hangover segments currently on the site at farsideofblog.com. And we will look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great night and peace. Don't worry, my ex-wife has to edit it.